Well, good morning. It is good to be in the house of the Lord, and it's good to have this crowd with us this morning. Welcome to Clay Fellowship Church. Today is our celebration of salvation. So it's a happy day to be in the house of the Lord, and we're glad you're all here with us, and those of you who are watching on Facebook. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Fred, would you like to open us in prayer this morning?
Father God, it is a joyous day to come and celebrate what you did for us, Lord, making it possible that we can be born again, born into your kingdom, be a part of your family. Lord, as we come this morning, our hearts are filled with joy. And Lord, we just thank you for loving us and caring for us and always watching out for us, Lord. Lord, as we come today, may we lift up the name of Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Savior. And Father God, we just pray that your Holy Spirit today will be in our presence, that he will touch each life, Lord, that's here. And Lord, when we leave this place today, that we will know that we have been with you. Lord, thank you again for Jesus. Lord, we just ask that everything we do and say this morning, every song we sing, every prayer we offer, every thought we have, will be to honor and glorify Jesus today. And it's in his name I pray this morning. Amen.
Psalm 118, verses 14 and then 21 through 24. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. That was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Our first hymn this morning is going to be, He Has Made Me Glad. We are going to rejoice and be glad in this day because he's made it. He's gathered us together, and just looking forward to the exciting things he has in store for us. So if you're willing and able, please stand with me as we sing, He Has Made Me Glad. Then we're going to sing, This Is the Day. It's hymn number 25 and 26, and the words will be on the screen.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Yes, give him a clap offering. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We are grateful that you are here among us in this place. We feel your sweet spirit all around us. We praise you and we lift you on high, Lord Jesus. Amen. You all may be seated.
I'm always having technical problems with this thing. Well, it's good to have every one of you with us today for this very special part of our service. I'm going to ask that, Graham and Madison come on up and bring Colton. If you will come over to my left. Well, good morning there. I have some questions for the two of you before we have the service. First one is, Graham and Madison, do you renounce the evil and all his works and reject the evil powers of this world? Do you repent of your sin, turn to Jesus, and confess him as your Lord and Savior? Do you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in his holy scriptures of the Old and New Testament? Will you obediently keep God's holy will and commandments and walk in them all the days of your life by the grace and power of his Holy Spirit? Will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, profess his faith openly, and lead him to a Christian life? And now to you, congregation, will you nurture this child? Who witness this vows, encourage this child in the faith, and do all in your power in support this child in his life as of Christ in this church? And if you do, say, we will. What is the name you give this child? Would you come to me today? Okay. Well, Colton Wilder Land. Whoop, let's go this way. I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. He wanted to talk to you. Heavenly Father, we pray for your blessings and grace today. May this baptism be a symbol of your love and salvation in Colton's life. Guide him as he comes to a time when he professes Christ as his Savior for himself. Continue to bless as he grows in his faith. And throughout his life, protect him from all evil. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. And all of God's people said, amen. Thank you.
Well, we are the family of God. And we are his children, and we're heirs with Christ Jesus. It is always good to increase God's kingdom, and it's wonderful to be able to experience that. So we're going to sing this morning in celebration. Are you glad to be a part of the family of God? Yes, amen. So if you're willing and able, please stand with me as we sing, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. It's hymn number 681 in the hymnals, and the words will be on the screen.
been washed in the fountain and cleansed by his blood. Joy it is with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain and cleansed by his blood. Joy it is with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God.
Amen. You may be seated. Well, by way of announcements this morning, I'm sorry, all my papers are out of order and falling off. Coming up tomorrow, Monday, October 14th, we will have a meeting at 6:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall to discuss the Fall Festival and to make plans for that. The Fall Festival will be held on Saturday, October the 26th. I'm doing this out of order, so I've lost my place. Tuesday morning, our breakfast group meet at the Jacks on Deerfoot Parkway and Highway 11 in Trustful at 9:30 a.m. Wednesday night Bible study at 6:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall, studying the Book of Daniel. Coming up Friday night is our game night, October the 18th, in the Fellowship Hall at 6:30. Then next Saturday, October the 19th, is our ladies' Christmas ornament craft day. There's a sign-up sheet on the back if you're interested. It's going to be a $5 cost to help cover all of the materials for us making the Christmas ornaments. The time is from 9:30 to 3. We will take a lunch break. If you have any questions, Cindy will be happy to talk to you, or you can ask me. I don't know much, but Cindy will let us know what we need to do. Fall Festival, October the 26th, beginning at 5 p.m. We're going to be doing trunk or treat, have a bouncy house, have our fresh popped popcorn, and also preparing food. Charge Conference is coming up Wednesday night, November the 6th at 6:30 p.m. Also, that weekend, beginning on Thursday, November 7th through the Sunday the 10th, will be an Epiphany. Julia has information about that, but there is a prayer vigil on sign-up sheet on the back table. You can sign up to cover that event in prayer, and Julia will be happy to talk to you about anything or any questions you have. Veterans Day or Veterans Weekend, that Sunday, November 10th, we will have a speaker from Three Hots and a Cot coming to share with us about the work that they do with our veterans. And there may be some other things in the works, so looking forward to that Sunday. It's that time of year. Operation Christmas Child is coming up. The collection week is the third week of November, so we've pulled some boxes out that we haven't folded them yet. So, but if you want to go ahead and take a box, that's fine. But we'll have those set up next week for you to. And Cindy has more coming, so. Also collecting hygiene items for the ladies who live at the Love Ladies Center. That collection box is in the back. Our food pantry, collecting items that are distributed to our participants. That will be the third Monday of the month, so that's not tomorrow, the next, yeah. That collection box is also in the back. And also be thinking about or in picking up items that we provide for our Thanksgiving and Christmas meals that we provide to our food pantry recipients. The listing of items we provide with the Christmas meals is on the back information table as well. And we'll have a couple of Harvest Sundays coming up for us to bring those items. Upper rooms are on the back table for you to pick up and use as daily devotions. Announcements and prayer lists go out via email on Fridays. If you are not getting that email and would like to, you could send an email to clayfellowshipchurch@gmail.com and leave us your email address and we'll get you added. You could also let Cindy know and she'll take care of that. Also, too, if you have any announcements or any prayer requests to add to the list, let Cindy know that, too, and she'll take care of it. Also, another announcement. The Cowboy Church in St. Clair County is holding a women's conference the weekend of November 1st and 2nd. If you know Millie Garrison, this is her church and this is her event, and I saw her the other day and she's very excited about this. So she asked us to put the flyers out just to get the word if you're interested. Again, that's November 1st through the 2nd. Cindy was able to find some information through Facebook, and it's back there on the information table as well. Okay, Cindy said she saw it was a $25 charge. Okay. Yeah, okay. St. Clair County Cowboy Church Facebook page. We may can get some more information before then. So Psalms 118, verse 14, 21 and 24. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation, and I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. And I think I've already read this, but it's worth reading again. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made, and again, we're going to rejoice in it. Our next hymn, Brother Fred let me know this was a celebration Sunday, and we're going to celebrate, we're going to be happy. And how can you not sing Since Jesus Came Into My Heart when we're talking about salvation and we're singing happy songs? I love the words, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I know we all have our story of what God has done in our own hearts. So this morning, let's just celebrate what God has done for us since he came into our hearts and changed our lives. So if you're willing and able, please stand with me as we sing Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. It's hymn number 420 in the hymnal, and the words will be on the screen.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I have ceased from my wandering and going astray. Since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul of the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I'm possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure. since Jesus came into my heart. And no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Amen. Praise Him this morning. Amen.
Well, good morning to everyone. It's great to have all the visitors here this morning and all the families, and thank you for allowing me to be a part of that. That was great this morning. We have been for 9 or 10 weeks, I think it may have been 10 weeks, talking about how do we know that we're saved. Having that assurance. And for at least 9 weeks, we covered 9 assurances. This is how I can know that I'm a child of God, know that I'm born again. And today, we are come to the end of that sermon series, and we're going to celebrate the fact that we are saved. God has miraculously come into our hearts. He's cleansed us from all unrighteousness. And He has come through the power of His Holy Spirit to dwell in us. What a grand and glorious time to celebrate the presence of God in our lives. Remember what I said? I want you to be able to say, I know that I know that I know that I'm saved. That I've been born again. Know that I'm a child of God. And I'm going to be able to spend eternity with Jesus in a place that He has prepared for us. Oh, David, in the book of Psalms, had some wonderful things to say about our salvation. In the 13th Psalm, verse 5 and 6, David says, "But I have trusted in your mercy, and my heart shall rejoice in your salvation, and I will sing to the Lord." We've been doing that, haven't we? Because He has dealt bountifully with me. God doesn't do anything halfway, does He? He does it completely. Also, over in the 35th Psalm, verse 9 says this, "And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in His salvation." Wow. Are you rejoicing in your salvation this morning? I know I am. Praise God. He saved this old boy. Also, in Psalm 15, "But I have trusted in your loving kindness, and my heart shall rejoice in your salvation." David must have been pretty happy about his salvation too, wasn't he? And then way over in Psalm 144, David says, "Happy are the people whose God is the Lord." Amen? We should be a happy people. And mine started years ago in 1960, and yes, I was born in 1960. Some of y'all may not believe I'm that old, but yes, in 1960, I was sitting at a piano. In fact, the piano was on this side of the church, and I was playing the invitation just as I am that night. I've been there since I was 6, playing the piano for the church, and the Lord said, "Fred, You need to make a profession of your faith. You need to accept me. You've been coming to church every Sunday since you were 2 months old, but that don't get it. You have to believe in your heart. And you have to say it with your mouth. Confess that you're a child of the King. And that night, yeah, they used to have church on Sunday night. Gosh, can you believe that? Not Sunday night football, it was church. But I went to his brother Pope, was my pastor then. I said, Brother Pope, I want to be saved. And then he said, do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe he died for you? Do you believe the blood he shed on Calvary's cross can wash and cleanse you from all your sin? And I said, yes. I said, yes. Long time ago. You see, accepting the salvation that Christ offers, it's one of the greatest experiences of a person's life. It was mine. By grace through faith, we're saved. And folks, it's not anything that we do. And we don't deserve it. We really don't. Salvation is a gift from a holy God. You see, Jesus did it all. He was the perfect Lamb of God. He lived a life without committing any sin. And then he gave himself for you and for me. He died on a cross where he shed his precious blood to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Oh, when you think about that cross, on that cross, that day, Jesus defeated sin. And he defeated Satan. That one of the seven last words of Jesus from the cross was, "It is finished." The victory was his. Oh, we sing victory in Jesus, and we can claim that victory today because of what he did. On that old rugged cross. You see, the same victory that he won, that victory can be yours and can be mine. And those of us who has already experienced that victory, we can be joyful today. We can be glad. We can be happy in knowing that we are saved. But folks, thanks be unto God. That's not the whole story. Because after he died, for my sins and for your sins, he was buried in a borrowed tomb. Now, you may wonder, a borrowed tomb? Yeah, that's easy for me to know, because he wasn't planning on being there very long. Just a few days. Because on the third day, through the miraculous power of God's Holy Spirit, Jesus awoke from the dead. And he walked out of that tomb. That big old rock was rolled away. And he came out. And folks, because he lives, you and I can live also. Now, is that the end of the story? Absolutely not. Because Jesus told his disciples and those followers that were constantly with him, he said he had to go to the Father. I'm going to have to leave you, but I'm going to go and I'm going to build a place for you. for you and me. The King James calls that place mansions. Oh, if Jesus built it, I know it's going to be special. He said, I'm going to go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I'll come again. And I'm going to take you with me. Receive you unto myself, he says. And we're going to live together forever and forever with Jesus. Now that's happy stuff. That's joyful stuff. I might want to say hallelujah, you know? You see this morning? All of our salvation, every one of us that are born again, every one of us that are saved, it's all because of Jesus. I love that old hymn. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin, it had left a crimson stain, but he washed it. He washed it white as snow. Well, that gives me reason to celebrate this morning that I'm saved. That gives me reason to have joy in my heart. What Jesus did for this old sinful, good-for-nothing boy from Primitive Ridge, Alabama, it's a reason to celebrate this morning. It's a reason to have joy, to have happiness, to experience gladness and my thankfulness that my sins are forgiven. And I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the King. And that I'm going to be able to spend eternity living in the presence of Jesus. Are you glad you're saved this morning? Are you glad you're saved this morning? Stand to your feet and give the Lord a praise this morning. Come on. Come on. He deserves our praise today. Why are you so happy all the time? I like what one of my black preacher friends said years ago. It's because I know the man who made the water wet. And I do. And that's the reason I'm happy. That's the reason I'm saved. I've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been born again. Well, I thought, wow, you know, it'd be a good way to think of a sermon today is talking about, I'm glad I'm saved, but why? Give me the reasons why you're so happy, Brother Fred. And so I'll come up with some of them. Now, I could be here all day preaching, but I know some of y'all want to eat lunch, so we'll be mindful of that. But the first reason I thought of, and these are not in any order of importance to me, but I'm glad I'm saved because I'm going to heaven. Any of you feel that way? All through the Bible, there's so many verses that tells us how we can know for sure that when we die, we're going to go to heaven. You see, all we need to do is trust in what Christ has already done, His finished work. On that cross, He paid the debt of our sins. My favorite Bible verse in all the world, and probably one of the most familiar ones to you, is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be what? Saved. Saved. My second thought was, I'm glad because I'm going to have a new body. And somebody said, you really need one, Brother Fred. That body's going to be free of disease. I won't have to worry about diabetes. I won't have to worry about neuropathy. I'll be able to feel my feet again. I won't have any high blood pressure. No more kidney disease. No more pain. What you going to be free of? Paul tells us over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we, talking about we who are saved, shall be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. We're going to all be changed. All of us that believe. Then over in his letter, his first letter to the church at Thessalonica, he said, the dead in Christ are going to rise first. Then we, which are still alive, we're going to be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. He goes on to say, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Folks, boom, I'm going to have a new body, and you are too if you know the Lord. Instantly. I'm glad for that. Third reason is, I've got God's Holy Spirit living in me. He's my confidant. He's my comforter. He's my guide. He's my strong, He's my only defense from evil and Satan. And folks, I've known this. He's my help in time of trials. Bottom line, He's the power, the almighty power of God living in me. And I'm happy about that. And folks, He'll send His Holy Spirit be with you if you just accept Him. His Savior. He'll be your help, your comforter, your guide. Knowing that He lives in me, that makes me real glad. Number four is I'm glad because I can talk with God. I can now pray to God. And now I know He hears me. And I know that He answers my prayers. Mark's Gospel, chapter 11. Mark says, whenever you ask, he says, whatever, excuse me, not whenever, but whatever, also whenever, but whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Amen. God hears our prayers. Like I said last week, you don't pray to God. You pray one prayer if you're a sinner and lost. And that's a prayer of repentance and acceptance. But now that you're saved, you can have conversation. You can get personal with God. You can talk to Him. And folks, He wants to hear from His children. He wants to hear you. And like I said, you'll never get a busy signal. He's always there. Paul said in the book of Philippians, He said, don't worry about anything. But bring it all to Jesus in prayer. He said, make your request be known to God. If you're saved, you have this privilege. To talk to God. And He will talk to you. A lot of us don't stop talking long enough to listen, do we? Well, there's another reason I'm glad. It's because I know now. I have a God and a Savior in Jesus Christ that loves me. That little children's song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. How true it is. You see, I feel and I see His love every day of my life. When you wake up in the morning, His love is all around you. As you walk through the day, His love is right there with you. When you get ready to lay your head down on your pillow, that love is still right there with you. And folks, even with all of your imperfections, and folks, I got a lot of them. With all of my imperfections and all the times in my life that I've failed Him, He still loves me. Not like us, is He? We pick and choose who we love. Sometimes our love is conditional. But Jesus says His is not. It's unconditional love. Back in the Old Testament, the Lord told Jeremiah, told him that He loved him with an everlasting love. Folks, that's exactly how God loves His children, with an everlasting love. Now, another reason that I'm so glad that I'm saved is I'm now a child of God. I'm a member of the family of God. We sang that song a few minutes ago. He's my Father. My Dad. Now that I belong to Him. You see, I've been adopted. And that's a good thing. I'm an heir now to everything that God has. In John's gospel, John says, to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right or privilege to become the children of God. If you're born again, folks, today you're a child of God. As a born-again Christian, you're a part of the family of God. And like we said earlier, I'm so glad I'm a part of that family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, that crimson fountain. I've been cleansed by His blood. Joint heirs. We're all joint heirs with Jesus. As we travel this sod, the song says, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I thought about it this week, you know. Because I'm part of the family of God, I'm the richest, or at least one of the richest people on this earth. The Rockefellers don't hold a light to me. He said, well, Brother Fred, you're crazy. No. My Father owns everything. Everything in this world, everything in every world that He created, all the universe, it's His. And now it's mine. Back in one of my churches, one of my choirs used to sing, "I'm a child of the King." Remember that old song? We are, and we ought to be happy about that. And we ought to be happy about the fact that since we're a child of the King, we're going to get to live in my Father's house. Talked about that earlier, those mansions. He's going to call us home one day, or we're going to be changed, like Paul said, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we're going to be with Him. So shall we ever be with the Lord, Paul says. We used to sing, "There's no place like home." There isn't. There's no place you can go. I mean, I've been to some beautiful places in this world. Down in the Caribbean, up in the mountains, castles, mansions, but nothing holds a light to the home that God's prepared for you, because you're one of His children. Nothing to compare. And finally, I'm glad because one day I'm going to get to put my eyes on Jesus. I'm going to get almost unimaginable opportunity to be with my Savior and my Lord. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to act. I really don't. The thought of it just makes me so excited. Just think about the first time you're going to be able to put your eyes on the one who died for you. On the one who loves you. What will it be like to see Jesus? A young man not many years ago, God inspired him to write words. In fact, they even made a movie about it. I can only imagine. Familiar with that song? What will it be like the first instant that you see Jesus? He says, "Will I stand in awe of Him or fall at His feet in worship of Him?" He says, "I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine." And then he wrote this chorus, "Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus?" Don't tell the Baptists we're going to be dancing in heaven. "Or in awe of you be still. Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Or will I be able to speak at all?" I can only imagine. I can only. Folks, that's a beautiful thought to think about the first time. And folks, it's going to be for eternity. We're going to be able to walk with Him and talk with Him. We're going to be able to enjoy life with Him. Oh, I could have thought of many more reasons that I'm glad today. But these are a few. I mean, I could be happy because one day
I'm going to be able to hold my son in my arms again. I'm going to be able to hold my daughter, Eleanor, and my son, Benji. I'm going to be able to see my grandpa. Oh, so many things. And these aren't tears of sadness, they're tears of joy. Because I know the man who made the water wet. And you can too this morning. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you don't have this joy, today you can have it. It's a gift. But you have to accept that gift. A preacher friend of mine, he used to take his wristwatch off, and he had a very expensive wristwatch. And he'd put it down on the communion table and said, and he would give this example now. I said, you know, salvation is like I'm offering you to come and take this watch. And you can't have it unless you come and take it. Salvation is that same way, he said. You know what happened? This little boy in the back row, it never had happened before, come and got Ken's watch. He stopped using that illustration. But you can have eternal life. You can have all these things. You can have Christ living in you. You can have the assurance you're going to be in heaven. You can know the love. And you can talk with God if you accept Him as your Savior today. There's a song we didn't sing, but the chorus. Saved by His power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet, and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. Are you saved this morning, huh? We're going to sing a good song, Amazing Grace. And folks, as I said earlier, it's by grace, through faith, that you can come to Him. If you've never known this joy, come today and receive it. I promise you, it's worth it. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
We're going to close our service this morning singing Amazing Grace. It's hymn number 85 in the hymnal. The words will be on the screen. The altar is always open in this place if you would like to come and pray.
Already come.
than we first begun.
Everyone that's happy in the Lord and glad you're saved, say amen. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving us. Go in the joy of your salvation today and serve the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.